KD, KR4ACR. KD, got a few more minutes and wonder if somebody's out there to ride along with me. How are you doing this afternoon?
Well, let's just say I'm glad it's Friday.
Just went and picked up some food. I'll take you home and try to sit down and unstress a little bit.
Well, this has just been a rough one for a variety of reasons, but anyway, I guess we'll get started again Monday and see what happens.
Yeah, after you get off work, you got to fight through the traffic. I came the closest to getting hit on 85 today. I've come in a long time. Somebody in his big SUV was right on my bumper, and he decides to go around, and I about had to lock it down. He cut over on me, and that would not have been good if he hit me.
Yeah, I mean, it's a full-time job working accidents on that highway, stretch of highway.
I came about 1 foot from being in one, and my vehicle's not big. His vehicle was twice the size and weight of mine, and I definitely would have been a loser.
Well, like I say, there's a lot of traffic out there, and thing about it is, it's not just one, it's like a pileup.
Some people just think they own the road. They get right on your bumper, and it's, I don't know. Anyhow, I got tired of going through Greenville because you sit through the red lights, and it got worse and got worse and worse, so I decided to start going 85 again home, and got a couple of years of my life scared off of me today.
I think a lot of people, like, I live in Spartanburg, I think a lot of people go 29 just to avoid 85, but with all the traffic lights and all the traffic, it's just about as bad.
But anyhow, I'm going to go home and try to forget about it. And, you know, I had to ride away, but I heard somebody say that people, there's a lot of people in the graveyard that had to ride away.
It's me, as you be going down the interstate or whatever, and you be running 70, these people go by you, and they're, like, shooting your birds and everything else because you're going too slow.
Well, had that happen before, too. But anyhow, I'm still alive for now. Oh, what you got planned for this weekend? Anything special?
Well, nothing special. I usually do yard work on Saturday. So, I guess we'll see. It didn't look to me like my grass was that bad this morning. I guess because it hadn't rained this week.
Yard work I got to do, too. I did a little project a few weeks ago. We had this so-called gutter filter, gutter guard, whatever, and it was causing a lot of issues. So, I got out there and took it off, and I bought a leaf blower where I could stand on the ground and clean my gutters out.
Like the ticket.
Gutter, you can stand flat-footed, reach up and touch it. It's not that high, but I got the leaf blower now, and it does a really good job.
I probably need to get that for my daughter's house. I have to get on a ladder to get them off over there to clean them off. It's not all that high, but just, you can't get close to it.
Next thing I want to do is get a stick and get a handheld mirror and bolt it to that stick just so I can stand there and just look and see if, you know, hold the mirror just right. Just make sure that the gutters are cleaned out.
Sounds like you've been doing a lot of thinking.
And fight with it, and run a hose pipe in it. You get to where you think there's got to be something better than this.
All them commercials they play about those gutter guard things, and they're more trouble than they're worth.
It was actually a little cheap setup, just more like a fancy screen that was riveted on there. I mean, some of that stuff might actually really be worth it, but I don't know. But I heard it's very expensive.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I've got a friend that had that done, and it was very expensive, or at least I thought it was. And, I mean, they're going outside now, and they can see water running over the gutter, so something ain't working.
Anyhow, I hope that's behind me. So, At least you're right about something. It hadn't rained much, and our grass is getting pretty dry.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. When it rains frequently, I tend to cut the grass about once a week, but just looking at it this morning, I don't know if I'm going to cut it tomorrow or not. I mean, I've got plenty to do, so.
I've got some areas I got to run the weed eater. It's funny, the weeds grow when nothing else will.
Yeah, well, I've got some beds that I've put Roundup in, got weeds in them. I put Roundup in it multiple times, and the weeds keep coming back.
Well, I guess I'll side with you. I'm about to go off in the neighborhood, and once I go down the hill where the house is, I don't get the repeater too well. But good talking to you, and hope you have a good rest of your day.
Okay, Larry. KC4SKD, this is KR4ACR, and I'll be clear.
Good talking to you, KC4SKD.